Your sofa has safely made its way across state to the ground floor of your new apartment building. But unfortunately, this is not where its journey ends. The problem with purchasing a top floor apartment is that said sofa now needs to make its way up there with you. As you stare regrettably up at what can now only be described as Mount Everest, you start to wonder if completing a DIY move was a big mistake. Do not lose hope. Movers.com is here to reignite your belief that this is indeed possible with its helpful guide to moving heavy furniture. The guide is aimed at Plainfield residents completing a DIY move, offering tips for the safe movement of heavy furniture items upstairs. Recognizing this as a challenging task, Movers.com stresses the importance of pre-planning to ensure that nothing, whether it be furniture or bones, gets broken in the process. According to research from Movers Development, only 22.7% of home movers hired a full-service moving company in 2023, with many individuals now choosing to execute the move alone. Planning for the movement of heavy furniture becomes crucial. Moving heavy furniture is a complex task in itself, and carrying it upstairs makes it even more challenging, says Movers.com. While professional movers can easily do such jobs in less time, you can also do it yourself once you know the proper technique and the kind of tools that can help with the maneuver. When planning and preparing for the move, you are advised to measure both the furniture and staircase to ensure there is enough space to maneuver items upwards. This will help determine what angle the furniture needs to be tilted, and whether it needs to be positioned vertically or horizontally, says the guide. Don't forget to remove any wall hangings or low-hanging lights in the stairwell to ensure that the area remains unobstructed. To protect the stairs and banister, Movers.com recommends utilizing equipment such as stair edge guards, moving blankets, and floor runners. Lacking in muscles, Movers.com advises disassembling furniture where possible to make the move more manageable. This includes removing drawers and shelves, as well as separating any larger, detachable parts. You can also reduce as much weight as possible by removing any contents, such as wardrobe clothes or sofa cushions. The guide moves on to outline a number of moving tools that can be used to distribute the weight of particularly heavy furniture, including hand trucks and moving straps. You can find a detailed explanation of how to use each piece of equipment within the full guide. If you have decided to carry your heavy furniture upstairs all by yourself, there is no reason to doubt yourself as long as you know what you are doing, says Movers.com. Make sure you have someone to help you out with the move and have access to moving tools that will help ease the process. Decided to hire professionals? Get up to 7 free quotes for your move at the link in the description.